Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I urge you to go to the Devil Radio website. There are two things you can do. One of them is up in the menu bar. There you can click on Support Devil Radio. A lot of people have called in and say, how can you support Devil Radio? How can you support your favorite shows? Keep us going. That'll explain everything you can do. And then the second thing is you can download the Devil Radio app, and you can do it from our website, or you can do it in the Apple or Google store. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you want, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. Very clear, very excellent. Okay. There is a bill now pending in the Senate, and Amy Klobuchar, Ossoff of Georgia, Padilla, California, Raphael Warnock of Georgia, of course, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. And it's designed to protect election workers. Until I read this, I knew that there were threats against election workers, but the severity of it had escaped me. It no longer escapes me. Do you realize this is to protect election workers? More money for security, more training. Do you realize that 1 in 6 local election workers have received threats of violence? 1 in 6 in the entire of the United States, thousands of people have received threats of violence against them or their families because of the election. Somebody didn't like the way it turned out. What are they supposed to do about it? I know people that work the polls. They like to work the polls. They sit there. They're scrupulously honest. Everybody listening to this, you go and you vote in Wisconsin. I don't care what county or where it is. These are fine people, frequently elder people who look forward to it. They make a few bucks on election day. They sit there. They check you off. There's no funny business. Republicans are lying when they say there's funny business. There's no funny business. And these people get death threats. They get threats. 1 in 6. 1 in 3, 1/3 of all election workers feel unsafe on their job. 1/3, 33% of election workers in this country feel unsafe on their job. 1/6 of them have actually gotten threats, but 1/3 of them are unsafe because they've either gotten threats or they've heard of their friends getting threats. This bill called Preventing Election Subversion Act, there's a new bill, intends to protect people who count the ballots, who canvass, who do the recounts and certify election results. Before that, the original bill, which is only a couple of months old, was introduced, for some reason did not include people who count the ballots, who do the canvass afterwards, or certify the election results. All of this has resulted, all of it, from Trump's false claim and the Republican Party's false claim, Voss's false claim, the Republican Party in Wisconsin, that there was something wrong with the 2020 election designed to subvert our democracy. All of it results from that. And one of the concerns, the legislative history of this act, is that there's indication in polling and talking to these election workers that they might just walk off their posts in the future. First of all, they may not serve. Many of them may not serve, and finding others who will and training them is a problem. But secondly, some of them had their homes broken into. They had their personal information hacked and put on social media, embarrassing information, get death threats. So some of them won't even serve anymore. And some of the others, here's the fear, they'll just walk off. Something like that happened in 2020, in the crooked Florida deal, where they said that Bush won by 500 some odd votes in the whole state, and it turned out he didn't. And the Republican Supreme Court said he should be seated as president without doing a recount in Florida, stopping the counting of the people's votes. Crooked deal. George W. Bush was an illegitimate president. Democrats didn't fight it. They didn't say, oh no. And you know, you can imagine what Trump would have done then. But that's the kind of thing that happens. And what happened down there is the call went out nationwide to have Republicans go to the polling places there and pressure the poll workers. And a lot of these poll workers were women in their 70s and 80s. Suddenly, guys 25 years old, 30 years old, big guys show up shouting at them, menacing them, walking up to them, and they got scared. If you shout at and menace and walk up to, with sudden jerky motions, a 75 or 80-year-old woman, she's going to step back. They stopped doing their work. That's what happened. And police didn't go in because police were on the side of the thugs. One of the people who worked the polls for Bush in that election is now the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, John Roberts. So let's wake up here, okay? Let's wake up. Joseph Stalin, I'll say this again, murdered 20 million people, sent them to the gulags, killed them, killed their families. He once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. These are Stalin tactics. The Klobuchar, Ossoff, Padilla, Raphael Warnock bill is designed to stop that, to criminalize some behavior and to stop these threats and give some security to these people. It'll pass the House if it ever gets there. Moscow Mitch has not said what he'll do on this. I'm afraid Moscow Mitch will filibuster it. Moscow Mitch filibusters anything that could interfere with violence and fraud at the elections. By elect, you know, he's not a kind of guy who's going to say, I support violence and fraud. He'll say, I support fair elections. I support the right of people to express themselves. And he smirks. He smirks. That's what he does. He smirks. And we have two senators, Manchin and Sinema, who will not override the filibuster, which they can do by majority vote for individual discrete bills. Moscow Mitch did. There was a filibuster when the Republicans were in the majority. Moscow Mitch said it doesn't apply to Supreme Court appointments, doesn't apply to judicial appointments, doesn't apply to cabinet appointments. Trump put in one of the crookedest cabinets in the history of the United States. Democrats couldn't filibuster it because Moscow Mitch overrode the filibuster. My question to Manchin Sinema, why don't you override the filibuster for the Voting Rights Act, the John Lewis Act, for this particular protection of election workers? You can keep it for a lot of other things. Go ahead. Moscow Mitch did it. And they go, no, we want to be bipartisan. Well, wait a minute. Moscow Mitch is not bipartisan. Well, maybe he'll see the error of his ways. Well, no, I don't think he will. And by the way, what is intended to be corrected here is not a partisan deal. What's intended to be corrected here and in the Voting Rights Act and in the John Lewis Act are crooked things that partisan Republican legislatures have put in. So this is a way to correct that. In other words, to be bipartisan by opposing partisanship in the state legislatures. And Manchin and Sinema go, oh no, well, we want to be bipartisan. And then they slink off, slink like curs down the hallway. Very tired of both of these guys. Very, very tired of both of these guys. If something isn't done, the fear is that some of these poll workers, A, will not work next time and will be shorthanded. And B, the ones that do work, the first time a thug shows up, walks up to an 80-year-old woman, stands 2 inches away, because a lot of these states have passed laws, including Florida and Texas, basically giving greater access to, quote, observers, end quote, which are thugs. And he walks up and said, what did you just do? It'll scare her. She'll apologize and she'll maybe leave, go home. The hell with it. She doesn't need this. Texas and other states have passed laws that make certain things a felony for a poll worker to do, a felony. In some cases, providing information or sending information that somebody's requested, or in some cases, just general information they haven't requested. The idea here is not to prosecute anybody. The idea is to create so much uncertainty that people go, you know, they want to stay a country mile away from a felony conviction. You know, 70, 80-year-old woman who enjoys being a poll worker once a year, doesn't like the word felony. I don't like it either, but she really doesn't like it. She really doesn't like it. And her husband's going to say, hey, we don't need this. We really don't need this. Do you understand that the objective is to scare and disrupt poll workers? I can't put any more bluntly than that. To scare and disrupt people who count the vote. To scare and disrupt people who canvass the vote after it's cast and who have any official position at the polling place. So good for the Democrats in the Senate. They are introducing this bill, which piggybacks on a prior bill to protect people, to protect people. Now you would think, how could anybody be opposed to that? How could anybody be opposed to that? Many of these poll workers are Republicans. Many of these poll workers are in rural areas. Guess what? The Republican poll workers in rural areas are not going to be menaced. Democrats don't do this. They'll be menaced in Madison. They'll be menaced in Milwaukee. They'll be menaced in Green Bay, in the city of Racine, the city of Kenosha, the city of Beloit, the city of Janesville, city of La Crosse, city of Eau Claire, city of Stevens Point, that kind of thing, Superior. The menacing we don't do. We don't do menacing. Republican Party does menacing. And when these clowns in the Republican Party go, we're going to filibuster this because it's, quote, unnecessary, end quote. It, quote, interferes with local control, end quote, which they have consistently stripped in every other area, especially COVID. I mean, COVID, try local control of that. Try passing a mask requirement or social distancing or just suggesting that people get vaccines. This is a crooked deal, okay? Crooked deal that this bill is trying to rise up against. Very, very important bill. Make it clear that we support that bill. We do support that bill. We've got to get violence and the imputation of violence and the disruption of polling out of our democracy. We go to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.